And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's totally terrific, totally transforming, and totally triumphant Tuesday as we find unity from the Father through the Son and by the Holy Spirit, all for the glory of God Almighty. First, oh boy, the book of Galatians, as we reflect the teachings of Paul, I'm just telling you guys right now, I am just now, after 45 years of being a Christian, beginning to understand why God made this the first book I ever read. I mean, in doing this study, I am learning why God wanted me to first read this. Statements like we're going to get into in chapter 3, verse 26 of Galatians help me better grasp faith and its power. And Paul says straightforward, you are all children of God through faith in Christ. He does not say you are all children of God. He says you're all children of God through faith in Christ. That's a big difference, isn't it? Just so you can know. However, we must take exceedingly high levels of exception to the ideal of universal salvation, which says there's no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female. Some people use this passage to say everybody is saved. That is so ridiculous, it makes me want to vomit. I'm not even kidding you. It's like an absolute lie from the pit of hell, trying to equate everybody saved, but then disconnecting it all to Jesus. We'll get into that. And finally, today, we're going to get to end this one on a super-duper happy note. And why is that? Because we are all heirs of the promises that God made to Abraham. What? How cool is this? By your faith in Jesus, and by my faith in Jesus, we are all heirs of the promises that God made to Abraham. Those promises are ours. Those promises are steadfast, and they are as sure and steadfast and faithful as God is. How about them apples?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. I mean so much more. Everybody relax. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. We'll make about 30 mistakes between now and the end of this hour. But here's what we're trying to communicate. Here's what we're asking you. What do you think? What do you think about some of this stuff? You can email us, by the way, during the show. David@hemustincrease.org. That's a good one. It works. I got my Chromebook up. David@hemustincrease.org. You can text us. 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. You can call us. Yeah, the telephone. Wow, that thing. Yeah. 972-445-0770. It's not made just for camera taking. 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite!
Dynamite! You missed it by a smidge, huh?
By half a second. I hope you didn't notice.
29 to go. Okay. Let's see. Talking to Dynamite D, that's like sharing a cheat meal on your diet with your favorite person, which is exactly what
that
I did yesterday.
That was a sweet deal for you.
Well, yesterday. Yeah, it was like so good.
Let me ask you this, Dave. What did you have?
Oh, so I had chicken. Thai chicken curry in coconut was spicy.
Oh,
it was
no, you did.
So good. It was like, okay. I haven't had that meal in so long, like 35 years I hadn't had that.
You know? It's been a long time.
And it was it's delicious. I just love it. It's just like, I'm waiting for Lord to say, you have this amount of time left, and so that no dieting will help, and that I can just go, okay.
Eat as much chocolate and stuff as you
do,
want.
Do whatever I want. Do the exit out, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm not one of those people that think I'm going to eat nothing but straw and live an extra hour. No, that is not how that's going to go. That's not quality. Anyhow, going back to it all, you want to enjoy the life the Lord has given you here and enjoy much more when we get up there. Bottom line to this, maybe you've got something that has taken place and you want to share it, just something that the Lord's working on in you, and you just need a place to kind of either vent it out or just talk about it and have people kind of engage with you. That's cool. Maybe you got a question about something. If it's overly theological, I'm not going to answer it in 10 seconds, you know.
What's the difference between predestination and free will?
Calminian. That's the difference. Anyway, so the bottom line is you have a prayer request. Let's pray. Ask the Lord to help. I mean, what is better and wiser than that to seek and petition God? Don't wait to the end of it. Get it early. Bring it before the Lord. Maybe you got something the Lord's blessed you in and you're just like, well, things are like awesome here and I just want to share that. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Maybe you've got a trivia answer to this. Out of Luke 2, verse 4. Where was Joseph, husband of Mary, the mother of Jesus? Where was Joseph, the step-up dad? Where was Joseph born? Luke chapter 2, verse 4.
We don't hear, get any choices on this one.
You need help on this one?
No, I just okay. Used to the choices, Dave.
Okay, all right. There you go. Where was he born? Okay, here's the first one. All right. Switzerland. Okay, that's not a good one. That's a terrible one. Okay, where was he born? Was it Galilee, Bethlehem, or Egypt? Where was Joseph born? Galilee, Bethlehem, or Egypt? That's the three good ones, right? That's not bad.
That's pretty good, Dave.
I've done worse. Switzerland was probably pretty bad. Where was he born? Switzerland. Hey, he's really good with chocolate. Okay, anyway, we do have somebody ready to answer the trivia question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is your little brother.
What's happening, little brother? How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Good.
All right.
Well, the answer of your trivia question is that Joseph, the stepfather of Jesus Christ, was born on a planet Earth in the region of Mediterranean, Middle East, in Judea, Bethlehem.
And what was it? Bethlehem! That's the key.
Sorry, but that was a little long theological answer because I'm Carmenian.
I was gonna say you didn't like my Switzerland, huh? Okay.
No, because he wasn't from the chosen frozen people, so.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Awesome. What's up with you? What's going on?
I'm rejoicing in the Lord and thanking for this new day.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And with good things to come. Raise that expectation from a 6 to a 9 because God is generous.
Yes.
Amen.
All right.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, well, just pray for my siblings. They are in a very difficult country and just dealing with so much stress. And as a Christian, there's a lot of persecution that's happening every week, especially from last month. So just pray. It just really worries me.
You know, I got my brother. My brother's going through something too, and I know other people that have brothers and sisters who are going through stuff. So let's do a prayer for the siblings. I just think that's a good idea.
I'll take the prayer off here because I'm in driving.
You got it. Let's pray. We're going to pray for the siblings. God bless you, brother. Bless you. We're going to pray for the siblings right now. Let's everybody gather your faith together because many of us have siblings that are having some pretty radical stuff. Even my own brother's got some medical stuff going on. I'm going to find out today. So let's just bring it to the Lord. Right? What do you got?
Mine too, Dave. Got a situation.
Let's bring it. Father, we come before you right now, and there's a reason that you put brothers and sisters into our lives. We understand that from the eternal perspective. That's just awesome. But we also have our siblings of the natural process, and some of our siblings are going through it tremendously. For like Samson's siblings, just in a tough situation. Some are going through medical strains, and some are going through mental strains. Some are going through relationship disasters. Some are going through financial disasters. And Lord, we want the best for all of them. We want those of our siblings who are not saved to get saved. We want those who are saved and not in the in a relationship to get in that consistent relationship and be more diligent in pursuing you. That's what we want, Lord. We want that so bad. We want to do that too. And we just want the grace and the mercy that you've poured out upon us to be poured out upon them. Not one of us wants to have the sibling escape from the kingdom of God and jump into a kingdom of darkness. Instead, we want your grace and your love and your mercy to capture them in ways we cannot. Please reach out to our family members with your kingdom. Love on them, protect them, heal them, help them, encourage them, strengthen them, provide for them, guide them, walk with them as only you can. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay? All right. So praying that, right? Rock and roll in there, you know, just this is what we do, man. It's what we do. Right?
You know, Dave, not to change the subject, but on that trivia question, and you've taught about this, but I still marvel at Joseph, Dave. I don't think he gets his just due.
Total. I mean, yeah, I don't think I've preached I don't think you've heard the one where I did. I just do the teaching. He's just like the most step up guy.
Man.
He is. I mean, you got to remember, your girlfriend, wife to be, comes in, I'm pregnant. Who did it? God. You know?
Yeah, right.
You know, without that dream, you have to know.
It might have ended differently.
Yeah, I mean, it might have been a little different scenario. Okay, now I do have to deal with some business. So we got some family business, and we deal with that, and we'll get into the text. There's going to be plenty of time. I don't know. I'm going to skip the break. I don't know what we're doing. Just follow along for a second. So Howard Ball did a phenomenal job answering the question, trivia question. But we probably did a little bit on our side, a little lack of good communication to Howard about when the football game was. So he was thinking it was this Saturday's game on the 2nd, and it's not until the 16th, and he can't make the 16th. So Howard has a outstanding free pass for the other games, either on September 30th, October 28th, November 10th, or November 25th. We'll wait till he gets back to us to do that. But in the meantime, because time is a little bit pressing, we have tickets that are available for somebody who wants to go to the Prairie View A&M Patriots versus the MSU Mustangs and that's the 16th, right? So I'm looking right at the sheet.
SMU Mustangs and the Prairie View A&M. I think they're the Panthers.
Yeah, the Panthers. That's right. It's at the Panthers. So we're not talking about the September 7th. We're talking about September 16th. So today is what? Today is the 5th, right? So the 16th is like, what, 11 days or something like that. Well, that's math. I think that's right. So you're probably on a week from this Saturday is what we're talking about. And so you have to be able to answer kind of a different kind of question that we normally ask you, all right? So I'm going to ask you this question. I'll give you a little room on this. You have to name one or both of the dogs. Now, we had dogs. I had a dog that passed, but you can still name him. One or both of those dogs, okay? And if you know that name and you either call us or text us with the answer, you will get the tickets for the 16th. The only reason that we're not giving them to Howard is he can't make it on the 16th. So we're going to make sure that somebody else goes and give him tickets for something else. So if you want tickets, and we understand we're just dropping this on people, relax. If you want tickets for the Prairie View A&M Panthers at SMU Mustang Football, it's two tickets and a parking pass free. You have to be able to name one of my two dogs. And you think that just is weird.
I like that.
That's a good question. So if you do want those tickets, you can. I'll just tell you this now. You can call the studio, like when we're not doing trivia questions. You can call the 972-445-0770 number. You can still text to the 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Okay? So that's if you want the tickets for the football game. They won't cost you anything. And you're not taking them from Howard or anything. We'll make sure Howard gets taken care of. Does that make sense? I think we handled that pretty good.
That makes sense, Dave.
Okay. Makes sense to me. Therefore, it makes sense. All right. So we're going to delay our exit because I just feel like delaying it and got to get into this teaching because what we're going to get into is so cool. I don't want to miss the end of this no matter what I do, and I'm the kind of guy that's going to mess that up, and I don't want to do that right now. So I just want you to pick it up with me. We're going to pick it up around, I think we're at verse, 26, 27, 26, about 25 or so, and we're going to run through for Galatians chapter 3, verse 25. And we'll hit 25 and 26 and 27 is kind of like where I want you to catch this, okay? All right, and then we'll just do this, and if we break, we break. If we don't, we don't. Here we go. So it says, but now that faith in Christ has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. So you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have been made like him. So, let's stop right there. Stop dissing the Church of Christ because they're committed to baptism. That's just a weird way to approach it. It's obvious throughout Scripture that baptism is an essential part of your Christian walk. So stop doing that. On the same time, people who are with the Church of Christ, stop saying you're going to hell because you didn't get baptized. Stop doing that. You don't even have a right to do that. Nobody actually has a right to do that. So you got to be super careful about stuff like that. Here's what you know. Baptism is an outward declaration and a process of faith proclamation that is the essential sign to tell people, I am one of the Christians. That's what it is. So when Paul is talking about this, in his mind, he's not dividing it out for denomination. He's like going, look, just the same way that you were baptized with Christ, this is that same element for you being connected to Jesus. You're united with Jesus, and that when you got baptized, that demonstrates that to everybody. But what he says is critical prior to that, more so than anything else, and that is this. We are children of God through what, Dave? Through faith in Christ. But Dave, everybody's a child of God. That's what the world says. Yeah, but that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said in John chapter 8, you're of your father, the devil. So yeah, no, not everybody is children of God, no matter what anybody says. I don't care what government, I don't care what document, it's totally irrelevant. Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. You think he was making that up? Think about the intensity of that. And how we are children of God is through faith in Christ. Those that went on before us were looking forward to the faith that was to be revealed. Those that go on after us look back. Everything in the past prior to Jesus points towards the cross. Everything after the cross points back to the cross. Because everything centers around the cross of Jesus Christ. And so you are children through faith in Christ. You're not children through what you do, because you could never do enough. Your faith through Jesus. And if you genuinely have a faith in Jesus Christ, well, you would follow the example and the commands of Christ. And that's the key. And then you look at these texts and people will try to say, well, you know, I'm a child of God. If you diss or if you are anti-Jesus, you are not a child of God, period. Oh, no, everybody's a child of God, not according to God. And this is where you really understand, and this is the better part of Calvinism, by the way, this is where you really understand. Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. That's how it goes. And you know what God said to Moses? I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy. And people are like, well, that's not fair. And here's what God says. Too bad. It's like, God's just like, you think that God is in there going, oh, I hope they all like what I'm doing. Yeah, I hope they like my decisions. That's not how God operates. You either get on God's train or you get run over. No, that can't be right. He wrote it. Oh, that's just a book by human beings. Okay. They said we had somebody visit our house yesterday. So somebody very close to Noel, one of her workers, her mom passed. Her name is Val. So if you want to pray for somebody for comfort, I pray for Val. She's a great gal. And so her and her beau, Zach, they were at our house, and we were talking. And it's like we just got into the conversation. We were started talking about faith, and I just told them, I said, and they, I used to see their faces. And I just said, well, you know, you believe that God created the universe? Like, yeah. I says, but he can't write a book? Now, when people have not heard that and they hear that, they just look at you and go, oh. I mean, that's what they were like, oh. And the reason is because it's just like, it's impossible not to follow that. It's just like, okay. And here's what God has to say. Through faith in Christ. And I want all my works to be fantastic, but it's through faith in Christ. Okay? That's what it is. All right? All right. Now, we're going to mess it up a little on purpose. What we're going to do is we're going to take our break because we're going to take a break, and then I'm going to go longer. We're going to skip one break ultimately in this whole system. So we'll take our break now and then come back. So just bear with me. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
On Christ the solid rock I stand.
Oh, welcome back. to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, where we're not following any schedule as far as we know.
We shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, what is the shock in any of that? Here we go. This is a classic. Oh, my, oh, my. What was the punishment? We'll just leave it here. What was the punishment for the act of adultery? According to the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 5, what was the punishment for the act of adultery? Was it 1, stoned to death, 2, imprisoned, or 3, beheaded? Now, just think about this. Just think about all three of those. It is one of those three, and then now in society, if somebody has an affair or something, it gets celebrated.
Yeah, those are pretty scary choices you just
made. Just think about that. Okay, stoned to death, imprisoned, or beheaded. The punishment for adultery, which, by the way, and I will say this because this is a fair statement. You know, there's a lot of struggle because of the woke culture and the LGBTQRSTUVWXYZABCDUHM and the whole thing, right? So it's horrible, but so is adultery. It's not like it's less horrible. It's all horrible. And before you say, well, God didn't destroy anybody because they were messing around, apparently you haven't read the Old Testament very much. That's going to be my comment. It's like, you want to bet? That's my statement there. Okay, so it's a pretty straightforward, and it's forceful, right? We do have somebody who's ready to answer the question, so let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Gary.
Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
Well, I'm making, I'm continuing to pray.
Okay, you got it. You sound a little under right now, so I definitely want to pray for you, okay? All right, okay. Let's get to this one, though. Nothing soft. And this one, I think you'd agree with. What was the punishment for the act of adultery? Was it stoned to death, imprisoned, or beheaded?
Well, under Mosaic law, it was stoned.
That is correct, Amundo! I mean, there's no, I mean, I think people are like thinking, oh, well, no, that's okay. Just say this or do this. It's like, no. That is as bad as it. I mean, that's a breach to what the Lord created for mankind. It's like, it's wrong, period. So I think it's treated maybe way too lightly by the church, but, you know, that's what happens when the church becomes permissible versus honoring and holy before the Lord. So let me pray over you, brother, because I want you to get some revitalization and healing, okay?
Okay.
Let's do it. Father, I come before you and I lift up my brother Gary, and I just ask you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you would bring healing into his body. He doesn't need just to be encouraged. He needs a healing. And we are asking to bring healing into his life. Not one of us has the power to do what we are just deeply desiring you to do right now in him. But we're asking you, we're offering up our mustard seed of faith. We're asking you to move the mountain, to change the scenario, and to bring healing into his body through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. As only you can, as only you will, we pray for Gary in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I've been praying for all of you, and I'll continue to pray for you.
Thank you, brother. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, I think it's critical. First of all, remember, we're supposed to be doing September Buddies, so you hear somebody, right, and they call in, like Deborah called in. Now, Gary called in, somebody's calling in, right, and you've got people who are reaching out to us. You want to be praying for people, right? You want to be connecting with people. Samson calls in. You want to be praying for people throughout the month of September. That's number one. Number two, I think it's worth noting on that trivia question, not exactly the softest response to adultery. It's like, wow, right? Okay, that's fair. Number three, we're going to get into this text. And this text, now that we're going to get into this part, which is kind of the two parts I was waiting for. This is one of the two parts. This is going to be as soft and as kind as I can be in lieu of what's being said and what's being thrown around there. Okay? That's just the best I can do for you. Galatians chapter 3, and we'll pick it back up at verse 28. Okay? So actually, we'll do the run-through actually through verse 25 and do the whole thing. But now, go back to verse 25 in Galatians 3. But now that faith has come, we no longer need the law as our guardian. So you are children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. And all who have been united with Christ in baptism have been made like him. So now that you are saved, you are being made like Jesus, and you start that process by offering yourself in a public declaration that Jesus Christ is your Lord. Verse 28, there is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all Christians. You are all one in Christ Jesus. Okay? You can't miss it, right? Yeah, you're all one in Christ Jesus. Except there's this enormous group of people that name the name of Christ, which, by the way, 2 Corinthians 11:4 says that there is people that preach another Christ. We should probably keep that in mind. And then in Galatians chapter 1, it talks about people that preach another gospel, right? And yes, it originally came where it says even an angel from heaven, but there are people that preach another gospel. People are in somewhere in their brain, they're like, look, look, look. Everybody's a Christian. Everybody's saved. That is not what it says. And see, and what you got to understand is people, they'll preach 1,000 times better than me. They'll preach as good as Billy Graham. They'll have great sound systems. They'll have great, you know, drama. They'll have a great program. They'll have a great show. And they're like, everybody's saved. And that is a lie from the pit of hell. Because everybody is not saved, and if everybody was saved, then Jesus is a liar. So you either make Jesus the liar or the person making that proclamation. Because Jesus said, wide is the road to destruction, and narrow is the road to life. Narrow is the path for people that find it. It's like, wait a minute. Dave, you're saying more people are going to go to hell than heaven? Yes, that's what Jesus said. Well, then God would lose. God's not trying to do a number game. God's taking the people that want to fellowship with him into eternity to fellowship with him. It's not about the numbers. Those are like the same people. Oh, he who dies with the most toys wins. He who dies with the most toys still dies. That's the key. And so this text is just absolutely, it's abused. And I want to make sure you fully understand what I'm saying. I don't want to miss anything in this. When it says that it's you know, that there is no longer Jew or Gentile, no longer slave free, male or female, and people use this passage to say that everybody's saved, it's absolutely disconnecting the entire verse. Because the rest of that same verse says you are one in Christ Jesus. We can't be in Christ Jesus if you don't yield to Christ. Sorry. You don't get to be a Christian without Jesus. You don't get to be a follower of Jesus without Jesus. It's like that's the thing that people say about Christmas. Like, we can't say Christmas without Christ. That's right. And when people go, well, it's not about Jesus, that's like people will say that. It's like you can't be any dumber than yeah, to the world it's not, because they're not going to heaven. And so I want you to fully understand this. Let's separate the differential. In regards to salvation, not in regards to roles in the church, not in regards to social responsibility, not in regards to how a family operates, not in regards to any of that, but in regards to salvation, the scripture says there's no longer Jew or Gentile. And regarding being saved in Christ, there's no longer slave or free. There's no longer male or female. For you are all Christians. You are one in Christ Jesus. And you can't escape it. It's an inescapable kind of thing. So what does that mean? It doesn't say there's no roles for husband and wives. It doesn't say there's no responsibilities for masters and slaves. He said slave. Yes, I sure did. You want to use bondservant? Go ahead. I mean, if that floats your boat, just do it. Here's the bottom line. There's no male or female. In salvation, we're all in it. And it's in Jesus. And see, what's great about Jesus is that anybody, the Syrophoenician women, anybody, Nicodemus, here's Nicodemus, who's just like, come on, he's in like the elite group. There's the Syrophoenician woman who's got a daughter who's just so ill. It's like, look, everybody, anybody, by faith in Jesus Christ, welcome to come in. But what is it that Jesus said to the woman caught in adultery? You know how we did the trivia question, and the trivia question was on the adultery? And we just did this. And the trivia question's on adultery. And we said, what is the punishment for the act of adultery? John 8:5, stoned to death, imprisoned, beheaded. We said we should get stoned to death, right? Hey, guess what Jesus told her? What did Jesus say? Here's your next trivia question. What did Jesus tell that woman afterwards? That's the next trivia question I'm asking you. I'm not even going to give you a hint. What did Jesus say to that woman after she was in the caught in adultery? Which, by the way, it's just fair to say this. I don't see the guy there. Where's the guy? He committed adultery. Okay, I'm just saying. See, so they were trying to really see what they're doing. It was a setup. Anyway, the point is, what did Jesus say to the woman after she committed adultery and that she was absolved? What did he say to her?
Let me ask you this, David, as you asked that question. Is that specifically tied to what she was doing, or did that mean in general?
I mean, let me just ask you something. When Jesus frees you from the penalty of sin, what are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to go and sin your brains out some more so you can come back to him and get more forgiveness? Or are you supposed to follow what he tried to tell people to do, which is leave all of it behind and follow me? Just gotta answer that.
But the human element will say she will sin again.
Of course, she okay. will. But she's not with a life of, not with a passion, a pursuit. So I want you guys to think about this. What did Jesus? I want you look at go open up John chapter 8. What? He says what? He says hey. Does anybody condemn you? Oh, neither do I condemn you. Then what does he say? So John chapter 8, just go in there and read it. Everybody should be reading this. You should know this. So once her sins are forgiven, what does Jesus say? And why that's important is because you have to understand the mindset of God. And what's important about that is this. In salvation, we all find forgiveness for sin, right? Let me just say this. Even Zacharias, John the Baptist's dad, said his message was going to be about salvation through forgiveness. John the Baptist's message. So John wasn't completely oblivious. It wasn't just baptism. It was the forgiveness of sin. That was his ministry. But when he found out, when the lady said, simply, where are the people that condemn you? They're gone. Okay, neither do I condemn you. So now go and sin no more. This is the thing. Now listen. What the world is trying to say is, we're all one in Jesus, and he loves everybody, and everything's great, and we're just going to keep on sinning. It's like, see how absolutely perverted that is. When the Lord forgives you and you've done something wrong, I'm not even talking about adultery. Doesn't matter. Let's say the Lord challenges you and you come before the Lord. You know you're forgiven judicially, but you got the yuck in you. You still got the mud in you. And you say, Lord, wash me clean. Get this stuff out of me. I'm sorry about that. Then listen to this. Then you don't say to Jesus, cool, now I'm going to go do it again. It's like, that's not what you say. It's okay to say, Lord, keep me from it, right? But you don't go, good, I'm going to go sin again. Sin. This is the problem. And so what they do is they've just perverted the whole thing. And by the way, to say, we're all one in Christ in regards to salvation has nothing to do with church order or structure or family order or structure. It's salvation. Stop twist. So this is what happens is they have, you know, the Bible talks about people that are sent a lie. They're sent a delusion because they've twisted and rejected and they're ignorant and they're not willing to listen. So God lets them get twisted because they decide, yeah, I'm just going to twist up whatever God has to say and do what I want. It's like, no, can't do that. You got to follow the Lord. You got to obey God. You know why Jesus is Lord? Wait. Because he's your master. You can't say master in today's age. He's your master. And if he's not, then sin is your master and you're going to hell. How about that? Well, that's not nice. I think it's really nice to tell somebody they're going to go to hell and that they should repent, because if you don't, then they could go to hell. It's like, you just like, that's terrible. You don't want them to do that. If you love them, tell them. Love your neighbor, tell them. Say something. Don't just leave it. And why I'm saying that, why I'm being thorough about this, is very specific. This passage cannot permit the abuse of this passage. It's not acceptable. There is no longer Jew or Gentile, slave or free, male or female, for you are all Christians. You are one in Christ, not in your own little world. And in Christ's world, when he forgives you for sin, the message is go and sin no more. Does that mean you won't struggle with sin? No, that's not what he said. He didn't say go and struggle with sin no more. That's not what he said. He said, go and sin no more. He doesn't want you to live that life of sin. In her case, people are like, well, she's probably a prostitute, whatever. Okay. That's not, whatever it is you're doing that's wrong, you can't just come before the Lord, get cleansed, and then go right back out and do it in the context of you're trying to make grace greasy. Grace isn't greasy. It needs to be appreciated. You're following that? That's an important point. And the reason that I'm hammering this, and I am hammering this, is because it doesn't matter how much you want people to, I want them to get it. But they have to acknowledge. They have to surrender. They have to yield. They have to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, I want you as my Savior and my Lord. And you just can't let the world pull that stuff. Well, that's not what this preacher says, or that's not what this priest says, or that's not what this program says. I'm just not interested in people who are, you know, tickling ears. And I bet $1 billion you're not either. Let's just stick with what God has to say. And the plumb line is between Genesis 1:1 and Revelation 22:21. And if you're not in Christ, if you're not a follower of Christ, this does not apply to you. That's as simple as it gets. It's just like, yeah, you can be a Christian. You do it with Jesus. Go and sin no more. Okay? All right. Take our break and then come back. We got so much to do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey there, it's Amazing Jennifer, and I am helping out the David Spoon Experience. As you may know, I basically run the KAAM radio station.
Amazing!
And Dr. Dave is looking for a few good people to join and become representatives, ambassadors, and stewards of this here radio ministry. Now, you may be thinking, well, I'd love to get involved, but I'm not very qualified for ministerial positions. Well, the truth is that because you are a child of our Heavenly Father, that you trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you seek to live by the power of the Holy Spirit, you have all you need to be a part of this ministry. But Jennifer, don't I need to be perfect? No. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website, and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Just fill out the form and we will reach out to you. But sorry, no parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position. You are on your own with that.
A big portion of being guided is asking, prayer, when you're praying with people, fellowship amongst other people can lead you to guidance. It's happened on more than one occasion for me. Counsel is obviously very good, both spiritual and not necessarily biblical. Also, practical counsel is good. Circumstances often speak to us and give us guidance, open doors, or, for that fact, closed doors. We know his word gives us guidance. We know in 2 Corinthians 2:13 and 14, Paul said that he used peace of mind as an aspect of guidance. These are all the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us is, of course, the number one element for guidance is to be led by the Spirit, right? These are all hugely important.
The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience, you say? I'll put it to you like this. Do you love a good joke that's pretty bad?
What do you call an animal that doesn't practice what it preaches? A hippocritopotamus. Come on.
Do you love being able to ask questions, comments, or having someone to pray for you?
If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, we don't want it to die of loneliness. We want it to have a chance.
And last but not least, do you love some trivia?
All right, we got our trivia question. Who made clothes out of leaves that were sewed together? Somebody want to answer the trivia question? Oh, okay, hold on. Here you go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
We're talking to Mary.
This is Al.
This is Brother Ace.
This is Eric.
This is Deborah.
Now, if that doesn't make you curious, maybe you should tune in and check it out for yourself.
Think of me as the big brother that won't go away. That's me.
Tune in to the David Spoon Experience weekdays at 1:30 p.m. on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. One more trivia question. And man, is this next teaching going to be fun. Let's see, we've done a couple of tough teachings. That doesn't mean you can't end it on fun. And we can end it on fun because the scripture lets us do that. That's what's awesome. Without getting overly particularly specific. And have you heard what I just said on this trivia question? Without getting overly specifically, intensely, ridiculously specific. Ballpark. Is that a nice way to say it? Ballpark. How many years did King Saul reign in Israel? Ballpark. Okay? If you want a real specific answer, you can go to Acts 13:21. If you want to. Just like that simple. Okay? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 as well. You can send an email, David@hemustincrease.org. That is the question. You can look at Acts chapter 13, verse 21 to give you a very specific answer. We'll leave that there. And we will do history, and then we'll close it out. So let's do history real quickly.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right. Today is a day of charity day, which is great in case you want to give to the ministry.
Sure can. Hey, good. Plug the website.
That's a good one. Today is, now understand how this is said so that nobody gets offensive. Today is National Shrink Day. By that, it means psychologists and psychiatrists, because September 5th was chosen as the date for Bob Newhart's birthday, and he played the psychologist on the Bob Newhart show. So that's how that all came about. So
interesting.
When you hear the whole story, it's like, oh, that's cute. Okay. Today, cheese pizza day, and I like cheese
every
pizza.
Every day.
You know what I like about cheese pizza? I like the, you know, when they do the five cheese or this. I love
yep,
that.
I do it too, Dave.
Isn't that terrible? And then it's Be Late for Something Day, and I'm just going to use the comedian's line on this one. There was a comedian that said, I am not afraid of death. Or dying, I just don't want to be there when it happens.
Interesting.
That's funny. Okay. And then 1960 on this day, Muhammad Ali wins the Olympic gold medal in boxing. And 1836 on this day, the Republic of Texas elects Sam Houston as president. There you go. All right. There you go. There's that stuff. So the trivia question, how long did Saul reign as king? Your most direct answer is going to be Acts chapter 13, verse 21. Yes, I know there's there's another verse that gives you a little bit of bop up and down, but that's why I'm just asking for the general. That is that. If you think you know, reach out to us. What is our number? 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Again, because of a mix-up on our end, not anybody else's end, we do have tickets available for September 16th. September 16th for SMU football. We have a pair of tickets and a parking pass. So if you have an interest, you got to reach out to us and let me know one of the two dogs that I've had since I've been in Texas. What were one of the two dogs' names? Either one of them. Okay? Back to the teaching. And this is, I love this portion. So just smile. This is like the coolest part. I love Galatians. It's just such a great book. Verse 29. I love this version. I love this translation. So I'm gonna brag about it because it's really good. And now that you belong to Christ, so just so you get this. Just don't go fast. Now that you belong to Christ, yay! You are true children of Abraham. You are his heirs. And now all the promises God gave to him belong to you. All right. Does that mean that you will never encounter difficult times or famines? It was actually during a famine that Abraham did the old swaparoo.
I'm her brother.
Okay. So that happened, right? So that's not what it says. What it says is the promises of God. So wait. So are you telling me that I might have a child later on in life? I don't know. You might. Rob and Cindy did much later in life, just to let you know. But I will tell you this. It was 25 years between promise and fulfillment. So that probably means whatever he's promised you, a little bit more patience. That's good. But here's the cool thing. What God promised Abraham is that he promised him territory and relationship. Now you're thinking, territory? What kind of territory? Well, now the territory we're looking for is the new heavens and the new earth. And relationship is what we're always looking for. And so that same promise. So now you go through, I've been doing this in Genesis, and we'll probably cover this when we cover the book of Genesis. So God gives this promise to Abraham and to his seed. Then Isaac picks up on the promise because he's an offspring, right? It's not the same promise. When God said he's going to bless the world through Abraham's seed, that was Christ. But when he talks about blessings in general, that's everybody that's connected to Abraham. You are now connected to Abraham because your faith in Christ. Well, Isaac got blessed like a ton. He still went through a lot of stuff, but he got blessed. Jacob got blessed. God blesses his kids. Now, is that money? It could be. It can't. In other words, there's nothing that says it can't be. Is it exclusively money? No. No. Abraham's goal in life was not to acquire. Abraham's goal in life was to draw in. That's what you want to separate. While you are drawing in, the Lord may bless you. And if he does, be a good steward of it. Don't let whatever you have possess you. And don't think that your life is all about what you possess. I love that statement. It's not about what you possess. It's about who possesses you. It's like, oh, that's so good. So if your life is truly on track, you can understand and you can sit there and say, you know what? I pray this. I have no problem. It just doesn't bother me to pray it. I'm Lord, you promised I'm an heir of Abraham because of my faith in Jesus, and I need your blessing in my endeavors. It's like there's nothing wrong with that at all. Well, that doesn't mean I use all those to feed my flesh. Oops. And it doesn't mean I use all those to brag or boast or I want the Lord's favor so we can do the stuff. And really, I just want him to come back. No, I mean, before the show's over. Just like, come on, Lord, come on. Da-da-da! Ha-ha, I told you we were right. You know, that's all I want. That's terrible. One last aha. Anyhow, the point is, you are heirs. Now that you belong to Christ, you are the true children of Abraham. Why? Because Abraham was the father of faith. That's why. And so you have faith in Christ? Ha ha! You're like Abraham. You're his heirs. And now all the promises God gave to him, they belong to you. Just read it. Just read. You know what? I won't even tell you how it applies. I could. I'm going to give you all this premise. You read it and you process with the Lord how it applies. Has God made you a promise? He made promises to Abraham. Guess what? He never failed on a single promise to Abraham. Hey, guess what? He'll never fail on a single promise he's made you. But Dave, I haven't seen it for 20 years, and you might not see it for 20 more. But God has never failed on a promise, ever. The people of God have failed standing in faith and have done quite a bit of their own Ishmael making. Maybe that's not a good idea. That's what I'm saying. Don't you love that? It's just like how, just when you walk out, it's just like, I am an heir of Abraham and God loves me. I mean, you should be like, yeah, baby. All right, approximately, we're going for the percentages here, but how long was Saul basically king in Israel? And the answer, especially according to Acts 13:21, is 40 years. It's 40 years. It's a long time. Maybe the first 20 years were better than the last 20 years. I don't know. That makes sense if you think about what Saul did. It really seems like people start off better and then...
The Bible's trying to teach us something.
Yeah, yeah. You remember, you drive for show, but you putt for dough. That's how you finish. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Taking a 22.5-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.